and the sermon itself. We're going to be doing an overview study. We're going to come back to the book of James a little later on, but today I want to talk to you about three things: fear, faith, and prayer. Fear, faith, and prayer. Many people have been spun into a paranoia by this coronavirus thing, mostly by the media. If you listen to one media outlet, it's pretty much the end of the world. If you listen to another media outlet, everything's going to be just fine. So we have to be careful what we do. Some of that fear, of course, is justified. And some of it produces excess anxiety that hurts more than it helps. Let's appeal to God. What is His word on this? Here's what God says in the book of Isaiah in chapter 35. Say to those who have fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Our God is an awesome God, as the song says. He's there, He's not gone away, and He's going to be there for us. And Jesus Himself says in Matthew, in chapter 6, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. In Matthew, in this statement of Jesus, He's trying to get people to focus on what it is that they're doing, not what may happen tomorrow, what may happen down the road, whether or not I may accidentally bump elbows with somebody who has the coronavirus, and I've got to hide, I've got to stay in. Tomorrow will take care of itself. We need to be about our business. Are we to be careful? Are we to be thoughtful during these difficult times? Well, of course. But let's set aside the fear. God was with you before this whole thing started, and God will be with you through this thing, and God will be with you when it's all over. Trust in the Lord. We got to be sober-minded. We have to attend to our daily lives. We have to practice preventive hygiene. This is just common sense. For those who choose to self-quarantine, this decision does not need to be from fear. Quite the opposite. Take precautions. Express confidence that there is something preventative that you can do. Sometimes just being able to take action can help us through these kinds of things. So let us, as a church family, move to a place of peace and confidence in our Lord. So fear. Let's manage fear. What about faith? What about faith? Sometimes people say if you're fearful and if you're worried, that means your faith is weak. Well, let's try to moderate that. It is appropriate to have a caution, to have concern in a difficult time. I don't consider that fear. It's appropriate to be diligent in times like these. But we manage the fear by saying we know we're all going to get through it. And the way we do that is through faith. Faith. It's very easy to think a lot about fear and not very much about faith, but Scripture calls us not only to be bold, but to believe boldly in the midst of crisis. And the psalmist says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We say that prayer. We know that prayer. Non-believers know that prayer. But you listen to what it says. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, even though I walk through the darkest time of trouble, I'm not going to fear because I know that God's with me. The imagery there is that you're walking through a canyon that's so steep that the sun can't get down in there. And you're walking through this dark canyon and it's scary because you can't see everything that's around you. But faith says, I know that as I go through this dark canyon, there's a beautiful meadow on the other side. And I'm going to trust the Lord, my shepherd, to get me through that valley. The Apostle Paul, he wrestled deeply with untreatable illnesses in his life. And yet this is what he says about that in Romans chapter 8. Listen to this. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, neither present nor future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you believe that? Nothing. Nothing can separate you from the love of the Lord. So whatever coronavirus can take from us, it can't take Christ from us. It can't take our salvation from us. And it certainly will not destroy God's church in this world. So fear, we're going to manage fear. Faith, we're going to do it with faith. What about prayer? See, prayer is the mechanism by which we do that. I'm going to ask you this very week, if you're looking at this video, it means you checked your email. What I'm going to ask you to do is take your prayer card, just like you do every week, and write down your praises and prayers. Only this time I want you to write them in an email and send them back to me. I'm going to produce the prayers, the praises each week, and I'll send them out to you in an email. But I can't do that unless you send them in to me. So let's continue being the church that we are, because prayer works. God commands his people to pray. This is what it says in 2 Chronicles. It says this, hear the supplications of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray towards this place. Hear from heaven, your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 21. These are words that God has been sharing with us generation after generation after generation. He repeats this lesson over and over again so that we know that he is God. Prayer works. When Jesus prays for us, he doesn't pray God is going to transport us to some perfectly wonderful, peaceful place. He prays that amidst the danger, let me say that again, he prays that in the middle of the crisis, in the middle of the danger, we would remain spiritually safe. And John, Jesus says it this way, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, Father, but that you protect them from the evil one. John chapter 17, verse 15. This directs our prayer life in the midst of the coronavirus in two ways. So, what should we do? That's really the question, isn't it? What are we supposed to do in the midst of all of this? Well, I have some suggestions for you. First, we must pray. Well, obviously, Pastor, you say that every Sunday. But I mean, we must pray. We're in the midst of a crisis. God is with us. He has asked us to pray to him and take our concerns to him. You can pray about your concerns to him. We pray for safety. We pray for protection. We